So here's your assignment for today. I want you to write down three neuroassociations that you made in the past that have shaped your destiny for the positive, and three neuroassociations that you created in the past that are limiting your life even today. Now, for example, I told you that for me, empowering associations were things like linking alcohol to pain. For me, because I felt that empowered me. I didn't ever have to use alcohol, and I've had more energy in my life and more physical health. I told you that linking up learning and giving as pleasurable experiences have really shaped my destiny. A third one I didn't mention is public speaking. A lot of people, public speaking is the most painful thing they can imagine. In fact, on large numbers of Fearless, where people have been interviewed, public speaking is something people are as afraid of as much as death, sometimes more. But for me, I linked up ultimate pleasure. That's the only reason I get to talk to you right now. Because communicating in public or with a large number of people, to me, is pleasurable. It means impact. It means making a difference. It means all those things. Those would be three empowering ones. I told you earlier what some of my negative ones were. Making a lot of money, I linked up to pain. So I didn't have any. I'd make so much money, and then I'd sabotage myself. So I thought, making money, yeah, certain amounts okay, but too much money, oh boy, then it's not fair because other people don't have as much as you do. I had all those negative associations. I linked up associations like eating lots of food means pleasure, or eating lots of food means love, and I gained 38 pounds as a result of it. So you got a list of empowering associations and disempowering ones. I want you to just get those clearly, ones that have shaped your destiny. And I want you to do it right now, and I want you to think. And don't come up with the only ones. Just come up with at least three. What are three associations you've made in your life that have altered your destiny for the positive, that have shaped you as a person? And what are three neuroassociations that are disempowering you now? Just identify them. Now, by the way, if you wanted to get rid of them, all you have to do is link enough pain to keeping them and pleasure to changing them, and your brain will find a way. But we'll give you a step beyond that. On the next tape, we're going to study how to use the science of neuroassociative conditioning. Pull out your journal. Go for it now. I'll see you tomorrow. Live with passion.